So you've got to love the headlines today from an attempt by a Christchurch butcher to set a world record for making the most sausage in a minute, 60 seconds. Sausage maker meets his destiny. Butcher hopes to smash world record with a banger. Butcher hoping to be best of the worst. W-W-U-R-S-T. You get the idea? But sadly, it wasn't meant to be for Corey Winder. The bar was set at 78, but he has fallen short. And Corey is with me. Hello, Corey.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you? How did it go? You didn't get there. What happened?
Yeah, I didn't get the result that I wanted. Just one of those things. I sort of struggled a wee bit with the filling. I got the linking. I thought, that went well, but just need to work on the filling and getting used to a machine.
So how do you actually, can you just explain how you actually get the sausage meat into the skins? It's a jet kind of contraption, is it? It pushes the meat in, yeah?
So like it, and they all vary in speed. So the one that we're working with today was a fantastic machine that Multivac let us use. We use the Hentman sausage filler, and it works under a vacuum. So it squirts it in really, really fast. So it's just a matter of trying to get used to the, controlling the speed that you're getting it into that skin.
So the idea is you get it into the skin, you get the meat in there first, and then what do? You try and link the sausages, do you?
Yeah, you do. You go for gold. You twist them up and you've got to get them a consistent size, and you're linking in threes. So, yeah, and then link as many as you can within that 60 seconds of filling and linking.
I saw in one of your attempts you ran out of meat, I think, with 5 seconds, and in others you had excess. Is there a strategy to it all, I guess?
Well, that was what I was trying to get. That was the hardest thing. I couldn't quite get my judgment right on my fill, so overfilled on the first, under on the, next, had a breakage. So it's just a bit of work in progress, really.
Was there a bit of pressure on you as well, Corey? I mean, you had the cameras there, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's it. There was probably, I don't know, there might have been 30 people there, and you've got the cameras and the lights there, and it certainly puts a bit of pressure because I've been consistently doing good numbers all week in the shop, and then you get to today and, just couldn't quite get it.
Right, different thing, isn't it? A lot of pressure, because they had to take the film, did they, to go back to the Guinness World Record governing body to clarify everything, have a look, and just make sure you did everything by the book.
Yeah, because the actual official current record is only 26 sausages in 60 seconds. So there's one that is sitting there at the moment that somebody's put through, but it hasn't been accepted. It's 78, and we'll put our ones, we'll still put it through at 69, because it just, there is the chance there that the 78 might not be accepted and the 69 will get across the line.
Right, so you got 69, so that'll go forward. Oh, that's a good effort. But you were doing what? Were you doing 78 bangers in practice?
Yeah, I was. I was well within a good time and achieving more than that. So, but you're in your own environment, you're in your workplace, you're happy there, you spend most of your days there, so, you're comfy and it's a bit easier, to be fair.
Well, if you can pump out, 70-odd sausages in 60 seconds, gee, you must sell a lot of sausages at your butcher shop.
Yeah, we do, yep. Sausage is actually a very big part of our business. People come into the shop because they want a good sausage, and they certainly keep us in mind for a good banger.
Right, and a good sausage, a good banger is obviously the ingredients and how you mix all the meat up, right?
Yeah, it is. The secret is to having a good meaty sausage. People don't want something that's not good value for money, so you serve up good value for money and people come for it.
Is there still a bit of bread going into the bangers, into the sausages?
No, I've been butchering for 22 years. I've never seen bread go into a sausage yet. Okay. That was sort of like a wee bit of a wise tale that was always a thing, but there is, like, people do put flour into sausages, but not bread as such. Bread in a sausage is not a good idea.
Right, bit of a myth. Okay, so you came up a bit short this time. It may be accepted, may not. Are you going to have another go?
I do. I just need a lot more people to come into the shop and buy a lot more sausages so I can make a lot more to get that practice in.
Okay, but when do you think you'll have another go?
Oh, look, I'm not too sure. We've just got a Christmas trade and that coming up at the moment, and so we'll probably get that out of the way, and then I've got a trip to Ireland with the New Zealand national butchery team, the Pure Sharp Blacks, to compete at the butchery worlds over there. So, you know, there's a fair bit on in the next wee while.
Okay. Good on you, Corey, and thank you for coming on the program. Bad luck this time.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for
thank
the call.
You. That is Corey Winder, Christchurch butcher. So he was going for 78, he got 69, which is not too bad in 60 seconds. A lot of sausages in 60 seconds, I do believe. It is now 4:17.